From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shereen Seewert. Roller derby, with roots in 1930s entertainment, has evolved into a fast-paced, hard-hitting competition that combines athleticism with a strong sense of community. For the past 14 years, Stevens Point has been home to Mid-State Roller Derby. Formerly known as Mid-State Sisters of Skate, the team is made up of a diverse group of women who compete with teams from all across North America. Amanda Hynek, also known as the Euthanizer, is a veteran skater on the team who also skates with Team Wisconsin and has previously served as a member of Mid-State's board of directors. Amanda, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for being here. I have a burning question for you. I have to know. How did you get the name the Euthanizer?
Oh, yes, of course. So I actually am in the vet field, in the vet profession. So I started out as a little technician at an animal hospital. And euthanasia is what happens when you put your pets to sleep. So it turned into the Euthanizer. And my other half actually thought about it. And that's where that name came from.
Does everybody have a nickname?
Everybody has a nickname. When you join Derby, you kind of either fall into a nickname or you have something that you have in mind that may have happened in your past or from maybe sports that you've done previously or a nickname your family calls you. Sometimes you adapt a name. Once we get you on skates and you learn how to do all the fun things, some people will pick up names that happen to them while they were skating. I love the example. I like to use Vomit Comet. As a name that one of our past skaters had due to vomiting after skating for so long. So
oh.
that's one of the ones that kind of jumps out at me. Or we get some nurses that'll do IV tranquilizer. That's another good name. We have lots of creative names on our league, and it's always that fun part of roller derby is picking out your alter ego name is what you're looking at.
Well, give us a basic rundown of the rules. How do you play?
All right. So Derby itself, it's a women's flat track. So Derby originally was a bank track, which started in Texas. So we actually play on a flat track. Each bout consists of jams, which can last a maximum of about 2 minutes. At the start of each jam, you have 5 skaters from each team that take the track, 4 blockers and 1 jammer. The jammer is the one that has the star on their head, and they're the ones that score points. The goal for that jammer is to make their way through that pack of blockers and skate all the way around and then have to pass the opposing blocker's hips in order to get points. Each blocker itself is 1 point. Meanwhile, the blockers themselves are working together to play defense and offense. So you want to help your jammer get through, but you also want to prevent the other team's jammer from getting through as well, so they don't get points. And then there is that strategy behind there where those jammers have the ability to stop the jam, to call it off, so the other one doesn't score points. And it is a full contact sport. So we do wear our wrist guards, elbow pads, knee pads, mouth guard, helmet, and we can hit with our hips. We can hit with our flanks and our sides. We can also hit with our shoulders. Those are all the target zones that we're able to use when we're hitting each other to get that person out of the way so your jammer can score some points.
How much roller skating skill does it take to be part of the team?
Most of us, I can guarantee you, tons of people probably would raise their hand and be like, I was in the roller rink when I was younger. Our parents threw you at the roller rink on a Sunday afternoon, or when they didn't want to do anything with you, they put you at the rink. That's the only skating ability I had. I went to the roller rink, skated around in circles, and that was the only roller skating I had. We've had people that have never had skates on before at all. They may have ice skated. We have figure skaters that play derby. We have speed skaters that play derby, hockey players. So eventually you adapt it, but you do not need to know how to skate to play derby.
What drew you to this personally?
Personally, my best friend and I were looking for something to do. We were kind of over the whole bar league, volleyball kind of thing. It was getting a little bit too competitive for us, and we ended up seeing a flyer at Arbuckles in Stevens Point. And we're like, roller derby? What the heck? Let's give it a try. So me and my bestie started playing derby together, and we were hooked. The second we joined and jumped in, we were hooked. I've been a part of nonprofit organizations. I was a water skier with the local Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skiers. There's a lot of professional water ski teams around the area. So I kind of had that athleticism in my bones. Also the nonprofit aspect as well. So it was something to do. And like I said, we were hooked when we tried it out. So I'm glad that we checked it out for sure.
Roller derby is known for a strong sense of community and its diversity. So how would you describe the dynamics within your team, both on and off the track?
I would say we are a group of women that are empowering. We definitely like to foster our personal growth for each other in the sport. We want to be those volunteers. We serve in the community of Central Wisconsin, but we just it's a bond. It's a group of people that have each other. A lot of us join Derby in different stages in life. A lot of us join Derby when we want something else to do. We have mothers that like to just get away, so they join Derby to do something like that. But the biggest thing is I enjoy about it is just the empowerment and the personal growth that each individual can have with Derby.
What are some of the most memorable moments in your Derby career?
I've been playing since 2013. I am 42. I joined Derby when I was in my early 30s. I wish I would have done it when I was in my 20s. I tell myself I'm going to play Derby until my body tells me otherwise. But big memorable thing for me is when I got to play or try out for Team Wisconsin, which is all of our local teams competing for a spot. And I got a placement last. So this is year two for me on Team Wisconsin now. So that's been a huge empowering thing for myself. But I also like to just overall be very proud of the fact that I've been able to play this sport with such an awesome local league. The sport is amazing and continue to have it grow. It's a huge, huge accomplishment for myself as well.
What advice would you give to someone interested in getting involved in roller derby, whether they're a skater, a referee, or even a supporter?
Come and watch a game or just give it a try or even just come and sit trackside and watch and just take it all in. The energy that you're going to feel, the excitement, the smiles, the even just the hitting itself, it gives you those goosebumps and it just gives you that drive to want to try something new. Derby isn't something that's a common sport that people jump into. So being able to grab something different in the world as a hobby, I think that that's just enough to be like, why not? Give it a try.
Amanda Hynek, also known as the Euthanizer, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
If you have an idea about something in Central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at WPR.org. I'm Shireen Seewert from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.